proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. So, if I don't believe in Jesus, am I going to hell? This straightforward question was asked by a local Orthodox rabbi. This came after about 2 hours of conversation about Israel, the Bible, and the identity of the Messiah. As blunt as this question was, our conversation was very cordial and meaningful. As we discussed the identity of Jesus, he said that he believed that Jesus was a real person and even a well-intentioned reformer in the first century, but he believed that Jesus did not qualify to be the Jewish Messiah. For him, the Messiah was yet to come. The identity of Jesus as the Messiah is not a new challenge for the Jewish people, or Gentiles for that matter. Throughout the ages, division has been present between Christians and Jews over the person of Jesus. Unfortunately, many in the church have bought the lie that God is done with the Jews and has cursed them, even going so far as calling them Christ killers. Therefore, Jewish people have been wary of any Christian witness of the gospel due to this kind of anti-Semitism. Regardless of these issues, the question still remains, who exactly is Jesus and what must we do to be right with God? 2,000 years ago, another influential Jewish man came to Jesus by night. In John chapter 3, Nicodemus said to Jesus, "Rabbi, we know that thou art teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." Nicodemus was noted as a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews, and a master of Israel. He was also an important member of the Sanhedrin, the religious supreme court of Israel. As influential as Nicodemus was, he met with Jesus at night, perhaps not for timidity or fear or secrecy, but to satisfy his curiosity about the identity of Jesus. More importantly, it was a divine appointment. After Nicodemus spoke, Jesus went straight to his heart with surgical precision. John chapter 3, verse 3 says, "Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." You see, Jesus knew what was in the heart of man. He knew why Nicodemus came that night, and he knew what he truly needed. Still, Nicodemus struggled with the concept of being born again or born from above. He thought the way to God was by physical means, but being born again physically was impossible. Here, Jesus was teaching that God's way of regeneration was a spiritual way by water and the Spirit. Using the prophets, Jesus was referring to Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 25 and 26. Here, God promised to perform a great work among the Jewish people. God said, "I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them." In other words, being born again or from above is not accomplished through physical actions, whether they may be good works or even being born to a privileged family. This is a personal work of God. From a Jewish perspective, being born again is to receive a new heart and a new life. It is God's great work of awakening the soul. This is what Jesus was referring to. Even so, Jesus was inviting Nicodemus to experience personally the authentic transformation that God promised to Israel, a transformed life born of the Spirit. Nicodemus is mentioned a few more times in the book of John, always being identified as the one who came to Jesus by night. Did Nicodemus place his trust in Jesus as the Messiah? The gospel writer does not say explicitly. However, we do find him defending Jesus before the Sanhedrin in John 7. Also, we see him caring for the body of Jesus along with Joseph of Arimathea in John 19. Although we do not know exactly the outcome of this meeting that night, we do know that when Nicodemus came to Jesus at night, he discovered that by believing in Jesus, he could find the light of the world. Now, how about you, my friend? Are you trying to reach God by your own means? You see, salvation is by grace through faith. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I invite you, if you've never trusted in Jesus as your Savior or as your Messiah, trust Him today, and you will have that new life and truly be born again.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.